7:30 from Uni Englandville Studios. Good morning and welcome to the program. Good morning, Salon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. Today is Friday, January 20, 2017. We want to welcome you all to the last edition for this week of the program, Good Morning, Salon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. Where they bring the program this Friday morning, Mina Asma James.
And Mina Khadija Bangura, good morning. Inside the program this Friday morning, retired Brigadier Julius Madabio don't continue for call on incumbent SLPP aspirant them for make them sit down and talk peace so that the party go win the next general election. Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Binek Kamara for the third term don't send two people going to the male correctional center because police allege say Nade and other people have been killed one first term magistrate Imran Ramana in Osna Majetong. And today, Radio Democracy, they look inside the way how the Ministry of Health and Sanitation don't they supply the free healthcare medicine them under the President's recovery priority plans.
Well, this and plenty others to read them. They for you now the program, plus the Director General for the Salon Road Transport Authority say, governments, they can sign contracts with one Chinese company. We go begin work inside the next 2 weeks for make the 70-mile spendable Kailan Road. And that they work about safe day for you inside the program. Members say you they listen we live on RadioDemocracy.sl. We Osiwa and Afisel supports. The program now Good Morning Salon, and you can send your message also to the number 077-981-981. And we want to make Kuna member also say today we look at President's priorities as we get different stakeholders them also. We go come for a talk on free health and other issue them. And the President's recovery now then they support this program this morning. We continue with the program Good Morning Salon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM.
As you read from the headlines earlier, Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Binek Kamara for the third term don't send two accused people go to the male correctional center because police allege say they been joining with other people for kill one first term magistrate Imran Ramana in Osna Majetong. For more on this, let me join with court reporter Matthew Kwate.
The magistrate for the Freetown Magistrate Court number 1, Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Binek Kamara, not been give two accused people them, Joseph Fode Kabia and Amos Alimami Kagbo, bail, and he don't send them go na the male correctional center for the third term because the police allege say they've been joining with other people them with nobody not sabi, and they've been broke go inside one retired magistrate Imran Raman in Os. Now, number 3, Majetong, inside December 2016, around 6 o'clock evening time. And they've been killed a 78-year-old man. And they've been same way so thief in musical set, law book them, and plenty of in other valuable property them now in Os. This be way then two accused people have been appearing at the Freetown Magistrate Court number 1 before Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Binek Kamara, Thursday, January 19 this year, for answer to the offense of 3 counts charged them of conspiracy to commit murder, murder contrary to law, and robbery with aggravation. Now, State Counsel Ahmed J.M. Bokari, now the state prosecutor for this murder case. The two accused people them not been get lawyer for represent them na court pan this case. People then go member say, where some bad people them being broke go inside retired magistrate Imran Raman in Os, na number 3 Majetong, December 23, 2016, outside they been killed this 78-year-old man. The police, na the criminal investigations department at Pademba Road, na Freetown, been go na the scene of crime, na Majetong, for do then investigation pan this alleged murder incident. Same way so, the police pan the investigation na the scene of crime, na Majetong, be fair not say, them people ya will been killed, retired magistrate Imran Raman, not been only killed this man that same day, but them people ya been same way so thief plenty of invaluable property them na in Os. Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Binek Kamara do adjourn this murder case to January 23rd this year. For Radio Democracy, Matthew Kwate, the report.
We continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. We come to you from 98.1 FM. And now we go to Parliament, Usai. When the parliamentary session can done inside December, according to the parliamentary calendar, the president can go to Parliament for address member them of Parliament on the different issue them where he don't do, different plan them where he gets for develop the country. After he address, member of Parliament can look inside this speech and can debate them. Tuesday, January 17. Member them na Parliament. We begin for look inside President Koma in last address. Usai Honorable Mohammed Tolly, when a member of Parliament for Constituency 17 Abo District, we call on President Koma for tell plenty thank you to the main opposition, Salon People's Party, because they say, now where them be they criticize in government, we make President Koma be able for develop, do development work them from where it take power inside 2007. For more on this, on waiting they happen to the parliamentary debate where they carry on now on the president's speech, let me join the parliamentary reporter Khadija Bangura.
Every year where the president can make a state opening speech in parliament, member of parliament can look inside the president in speech and talk about the team them where the president can say he don't do and set the plan where the president can say he gets for the country. Just like all time for open the presidential debates in parliament, member of parliament MK first begin for tell thank you to the president. We be make Honorable Ibrahim Ben Kago. We be open the presidential debate Tuesday, January 17 at the well of parliament. He first tell thank you to President Koma before he begin for talk about the issue them also he start for talk about the rapid growth where he say the country don't get after the Ebola sick.
Already our economy is recovering with a projected growth of 4.9% in 2016 from a contraction of 21% in 2015. What more do you want? Within a very short time, an economy that had difficulties is gravitating towards success. Like I keep on saying, President Ernest Baikuruba is a man who succeeds in life. And because he succeeds in life, he has the Midas touch.
Honorable Ibrahim Ben Kago continues say, when President Koma take power inside 2007, the first thing we do now for give thanks to the country in energy sector.
When the president assumed office, he discovered that there was no electricity in this country. He discovered that Sierra Leone was declared the darkest city in West Africa. And for him to be able to leave a legacy that will not be forgotten in a hurry, he gave a whole lot of support to the completion of the Bubuna Hydroelectric Project.
All NTIA Honorable Ibrahim Ben Kago say the president don't do. We make Honorable Tolly where they represent people in a constituency 17 Abo district under the Salon People's Party. He say President Komano for don't make this achievement. If he not been get strong opposition like the SLPP where he say, be they push the president for do all the development work them na the country. For sake of this, Honorable Tolly say, President Koma for tell the opposition SLPP party thank you before he left power inside 2018.
We are in the ring with him. Had it not been so, Mr. Speaker, the battle for Ebola, you people, or his government, will not have come out victoriously. But because we joined, because we are in the ring, we all add it together. So if we are not be opposing constructively, if we are not joining in a lot of things that today you are making, showing 50% mark for, things will not be so with you. I am calling on you, and it's excellent to say we are in the ring together with him to fight the best fight for this nation until the next 10 months when he will relinquish power.
Honorable Tolly continues say, President Koma for they listen to people where they talk bad but in government, and Seth been call on the president for announce the next election date.
I'm calling on his excellence to say, let him allow people to criticize him. And the message I brought from Bo, His Excellency, it will be good for him to really tell the people of this nation the time for the election, because we are completely eager to know when the election, when once we know the election, we are in typical readiness to take up the reins of governance. But let His Excellency show the timetable for the next election, because you have barely 10 months more to go, and the 11th month will be in governance.
Radio Democracy will continue for reports on the issue them where they come out and the presidential debates in parliament. As members of parliament and they continue for look inside the president in state opening speech, also then they talk about the thing that President Koma say he do and the plan the way he gets for the country. For Radio Democracy, Mina Khadija Bangura.
The program now, Good Morning Salon, and it come to you from 98.25. The time from we studio clock now 7:40, and we continue with the program. Where the parliamentary reporter Khadija Bangura happen for being my co-host, the co-presenter this morning, and interestingly, the debate for talk on president in speech go down to the Khadija. How you don't turn like when una can the you know when parliament can they debate the speech then?
Asma, just like all time, any parliamentary session, we're ready for done. The president say go to parliament and dissolve parliament. So say he can make his speech. So say they talk about the things that we don't do, implants them, and some of the projects them, where they embark on the following year. Like all time, after the speech, member of parliament say when they can come out and recess, they can come and debate on the speech. So normally they can tell thank you first to the president before they begin make them then debate them. But this year it looked different from all the previous year than what done in a parliament as a reporter. Because this particular year they still say the members of parliament are not even interested in the debate. If you go now the well, all the chairs they empty, both the two parties them within a parliament, SLPP and APC. Like the first day, the well been totally empty. Therefore, take the speaker like 30 minutes to sit down, they wait for them, for let them form quorum, for let them sit down. Yeah. Because debate normally they start at 10. You know, they start at 10:30. So the following day, self na like that. Even yesterday, one member of parliament where he did debates, the member of parliament from Bo under the Salon People's Party, make mention of that, say people not interested in the presidency debate because MP they know they go for good debates his speech.
Nah, protest or not just natural?
You know, normal. Like other year them after we then can say this today presidential debate they start, especially the MP them from the ruling party when at the APC, the new side then can flop, everybody can come. But this particular year, of course, the SLPP will know their issues, them when they get to parliament, and then say no, they go at all, just few of them. Like yesterday, so the APC then be look Boku small, because when you watch them sit them are just few empty.
So what would they expect today? Now the usual just tell and thank you and grief for the speech.
By law you therefore tell the president thank you and begin for talk on the issues they now wait and feel say he do or he not do. So today then they wrap up the debate. Usai we go see the two leaders them at the house. Of course the majority leader now normally can wrap up the debate after the minority leader don't talk. And normally the minority leader of course they represent in party instead of go grab and talk on the issues then we think say Mr. President don't do what he talk but inside in speech or the one they wait he not do. So today the debates they done would expect for see the two leaders them and other MP them for wrap up the debate.
So you can enjoy the debate personally?
Yes, because some critical issues then can come out from members of parliament them. We you can see different member of parliament are working critical in debates. Some of them can so personal in the debates that they try for criticize the president in speech, say no, this enough for don't talk and in speech, this in no duam, this particular project in able for complete. And so the argument can some way interesting between the two party them.
All right, by the way, you look good this morning in that Africana.
Thank you.
All right, 7:44, now the time for Mu Studio Clock. We continue with the program Good Morning Salon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. Now we go na the Kenema Pendebu Road, Usai, as all man know, the Kenema Pendebu Road, for people where don't they travel in that area, they now one party road them, we been bad now the country. Well, inside 2010, government signed contract with one Korean company, winner Aisu, for make the Kenema Pendebu Road. Aisu don't complete the Kenema Pendebu Road, and the Salon Road Authority don't give them certificates of completion to the Aisu company. Inside the ceremony where SLI hold, na Aisu den office na Shebema, the Director General for the Salon Road Authority, Abdulaziz Kamara, say government they can sign contract with one Chinese company, when a Chico, we go make the Pendebu Kailan Road, we go donor. Mange Mansari been there with the team and go now report.
On behalf of our board, management, and staff of SLRA, because we are satisfied, completely satisfied, and President will be satisfied, we are doing it on his behalf, and our minister to hand over the certificate of completion.
Yeah. That's not the voice of the board chairman, and the Sierra Leone Roads Transport Authority at Oahu, where he been dey give the certificate of completion to the ISC company where make the Pendembu Kailan Road. The Director General for the Sierra Leone Roads Transport Authority, Abdul Aziz Kamara, say the Sierra Leone Roads Transport Authority can give the certificate of completion after they don't monitor and satisfy, say, the company don't do good work.
It is contractual that at the end of a project, after the defect liability period, all the stakeholders will come back, visit the site, see all defects corrected, and then finally agreed, sign the completion certificate. And I want to recognize the presence of our colleague RMFA. This is a handing over issue that is from the country. RMFA will be taking responsibility of the two maintenance. So we're happy that he's here and his team. And then from here, we will sign the certificate.
Abdul Aziz Kamara continues saying, for continue the road project, the Sierra Leone government, they signed contracts with Chico for begin work the 17 miles Pendembu Kailahun Road.
We're going to start the Pendembu Kailahun Road. This is good news to people of Kailahun. This is good news to the people of Sierra Leone. And this coming Friday, we'll sign the contract, Chico, to start that work. We all know, before then, people always within this area comment there. Complain that most projects ends in Pendembu, and not only to Kailahun. There are also proposal feasibility studies for Kailahun to Kwendo. So this axis, government will make sure that it goes to the end. Kwendo as well as Liberia axis and Guinea axis.
The resident engineer for ISU, Augustine Juba, give the quality of the Kenema Pendembu Road.
The entire road actually is about 84.5 kilometers with a width of 10.3 meters. That is, we have 7.3 meters carriageway and 1.5 meters each side of the shoulders. That gives us the 10.3. We did 8 new bridges, 41 box culverts, 209 pipe culverts. The thickness of the subgrade we already know was about 300 millimeters. Sub-base was about 450 millimeter, and the base cost 200 millimeter, and the thickness of the asphalt cost is about 50 millimeter. In January last year, we did the provisional handing over, after which the contractor started their defect liability period. During that time, we had several snags, but with their good work and our follow-up, we were able to clear all of those snags. As you can see, today, all the snags. Well, okay.
Ato have a call on the police and other authority them for the monitor the road for make people not do thing them we go pull the road.
The maintenance of the road is also to be in the hands of the police. I'm saying this because sometimes when these vehicles are parked or had a breakdown, they will set fire. And that is very dangerous. If we know what the tire is or you put fire on asphalt, you are destroying the road, and that is not good. Please arrest them. It is not good for this road. Mr. Director General, I will thank you, Deputy Director General, everybody involved in this program, because this is a glorious day for SLRA. We are receiving this all talked about Isu constructed road, one of the best in Sierra Leone.
At Oahu, end of say, the Sierra Leone Roads Transport Authority go give support to road contractors them, for make them push the road project go before na the country. For Radio Democracy, Mange Mansaye, the report.
We dey continue the program. Good morning, Salon. It come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Send your text message to the number 077-981-981. And say if you get the opportunity for watch we live on we Facebook, just go na Radio Democracy. You go able for watch we live. And also www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by Afrisel.
Well, we continue with the program, and today, like I've been saying earlier on, now the President's Recovery Priority, they support this program because they want for the updates the public, but waiting the recovery done they do, things they were able to achieve, and the challenges they were they get. And today, we look at the way our Ministry of Health done they supply the free health care medicine them under the President's Recovery Priority Plan and other things them now the medical area. Well, inside the program this morning for Car Help, we talk about that. We get Jatu Abdullahi in a pharmacist, Directorate of Drugs and Medical Supplies. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also we get Maya Mastise in a key results area facilitator in our president's recovery priority. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we get Dr. Kwame O'Neill in the district medical officer, Western Oral, and program manager for the comprehensive program, Ebola Survivors. Good morning, Doc.
Yeah, family, good morning.
All right, today we get full house for Can Talk about the way how under the president's recovery priority, how Ministry of Health done the supply free health care them, and also we'll talk about the Ebola survivors them. As we know, under the president's recovery, he want for improve on service delivery in the health sector, and for make all this go be come out fine. The leadership of the Directorate of Drugs and Medical Supplies under the Ministry of Health and Sanitation and the partner that when I defeat UNICEF and AECOM when a new distribution contract to them will replace the CAIPA and the president's delivery team being decided for conduct emergency distribution for make sure say essential drugs them they able for supply them and the PHUs them across the country. When I for this make them people here then at the studios for can help we talk. Let me first talk to the only man among the two ladies them, Dr. Kwame O'Neill, in the district medical officer, Western Oral, and program manager for comprehensive program Ebola survivors. Tell me about your office.
Yes, Mina, actually, you call a new kid on the block, the newest district health management team salon, and that comes as a result of the population explosion at the Western Area Rural, and then we only ask the president for a district health management team, and as a leader within, tune with in people, he provide the district health management team through the Ministry of Health, and from the technical lead winner, the chief medical officer, Dr. Brian Akagbo, and the political lead winner, Dr. Abubakar Fofana. So media, they work as the district medical officer at the DHMT, and also they serve as the program manager for the comprehensive program for Ebola survivors with the secretariat at the 20 Duarte Street off Barracks Road, Murray Town.
All right, so let me look at how you done the work from where you like you say you know the new DMO. We very young, and many times we can see that the senior doctors then can okay, you need to take them position in the how you done the work from where you take up
that office. Well, and this is the new face of medicine. I can say me now the new face of medicine. We get younger people coming in, and that now the new trend of the Ministry of Health. The Western Area Rural are a unique place because you get the rural moving into urban, so it's a blend of the two. And as I said before, we don't get an increase in population at that area there. So the need be arise for letting get a district health management team for manage the health facilities then there. We get 55 PHUs and we get two different hospitals in that area there. And as I talk to you so, we get a 100-bed hospital under construction. We will get a special unit, when I traumatology unit, because we realize, say, on the Waterloo axis, we get serious accident between Waterloo, Maishaka, and going upwards, and we not get no hospital there. And with then road traffic accident, then you can get immediate surgical intervention which be needed on the site and immediately after the accident, and they can carry in a corner or emergency hospital, they can don't pass away. So we did get the hospital and we get a special traumatology unit there, we will take care of road traffic accident cases. And also, because of the population, they don't get an increased number of pregnant women than they. And now for the far then come the cottage, it's far. So we decide to get the hospital there and we get a special maternity wing. We will do with cesarean sections and day, and also other interventions for pregnant women, and also for under 5 kids.
All right, you talk about population, we don't increase another area. The challenges, like where you don't talk about, really great day, especially where accidents can be, or you know, woman one for bone picking. 55 PHUs then did they when they try for Bill Hospital day. But the issue where many time can be in other area there, so the building kid day, but the equipment and the manpower. Now one big challenge we always done the day and then some of the areas there. So especially when you come out from Freetown, go to the district area them. How different this could be? The building go there, equipment go there, and the manpower then go there?
Well, I wish after a year and a half you go there and you will see this will be an ultra modern facility, the structure they got already, and the procurement process done be initiated for procure the equipment we get for Didi. Of course, within Sierra Leone, we get human resources a challenge, but the ministry are aware of this, and we get a special recruitment drive where we will call for populate that particular unit day, and we get with MCH aids and doing in training. We then say, we rely heavily on them for man the maternity unit and also for the under fives. So we get all them plans in there. As a responsible DHMT, we get what we call an organizational audit. We go on in the next, maybe in the next 2 weeks, supported by WHO and the ministry, who will do an assessment both of the organizational capacity and looking at governance, the governance structure of the GCL management team, financial management, organizational management, human resource and logistics. So we do an audit at all the different facilities. I mean, looking at the PHUs, we get an internal a farm where they come or look that consultant, and also for see the possibility of increasing the number of PHUs, because 55 is actually grossly inadequate for that Waterloo and its environment, looking at the mountain region and peninsula. So we did look at the end of 2017 going to 2018, if we don't get 20 more PHUs on be established for add to the 55, by the time we go to 2020, we forget like 100 PHUs.
Well, 7:56, and the time for me is 2 o'clock. If you listen to the program, you listen to Dr. Kwame O'Neill, in at the District Medical Officer, Western Rural, and Program Manager for the Comprehensive Program Ebola Survivors. And today, they are as part of the team, and like I say, now the President's Recovery Priority Plan, they support this Friday program today. You really wait till you can have a talk now on the Ebola survivors, them, how the Ministry of Health, they take care of them. As you said, don't they plenty from the news, the Ebola survivors, and they're serious problem, challenges when it comes for access medical na the different hospital. So this comprehensive program, Ebola survivors, tell me about that more.
Yes, the comprehensive program for Ebola survivors come about as a mandate because of the mandate of the President on the 7th of November 2015, where the President make a statement that free health services will be given to all survivors, and because of that statement, the CPS came into being. And at two line ministries, then they operate in CPS. We get the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children Affairs, where they take care of the livelihood part of survivors, and the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, where they take care of the health aspect of survivors. And with everything new, you get problems and you get challenges. But one tool we don't establish a network of care for survivors. Now, each and every district, we get what we call survivor advocates, when 152 of them countrywide, 152 survivor advocates, when are survivors themselves, who do employ, for going to the community, for reach out to survivors, identify red flags amongst them, and encourage them for come at the hospital. And I mean, the different PHUs, the MCHP, the CHCs, and the district hospitals. And each of the survivor advocates and give them bike for make them work easier, and then they go around talking to survivors, counting them. Then we get what we call the survivor advocate supervisors. Then you get 5 survivor advocates to 1 survivor advocate supervisor, and the supervisor, they ensure that the survivor advocates, and they go to the community and talk to the survivors them and encourage them for seek medical attention. Also, now the hospital will get referral coordinators. The referral coordinators, they ensure they coordinate the referrals from the PHU to the district hospital and from the community to the PHUs. And the referral coordinator also not only limited to the survivors, but also for the other people who are under the free healthcare category. That means pregnant women, lactating moms, and under fives, will they ensure, say, they facilitate the referral process also. The one side where we always get problems is the supply chain. And as the President is, the survivor care really close to the President in heart, it'll always ensure that from State House, they come to the ministry that which we actually do for survivors, and we try to tackle the supply chain.
All right. Would come back to you, Dr. Kwame O'Neill, would can talk about the challenges them way una they get with the supply chain. The time from Studio Clock now is 8 o'clock. Will they take this break and will they come back and continue with the program?
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
People's Bank.
People's Bank.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Saloon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
We drive customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence.
Excellence.
Integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values. Count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic. For sure. Count on us.
Now we back. Now we back. Saloon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
We will continue with the program. Good morning, Saloni. They come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And today we get people from the President's Recovery Priority Plan, so they can talk about different areas, especially they all get for do with the Free Healthcare Initiative and Save the Ebola Survivors, the medical care. We get different people. You'll be listening to Dr. Kwame O'Neill. And now they can talk to Ms. Jatu Abdullahi, in a pharmacist and the Directorate of Drugs and Medical Supplies at the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, in the look at the Free Healthcare Initiative. Good morning once more, Ms. Abdullahi. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
All right. If people can remember, inside 2010, President Kouma launched the Free Healthcare Initiative for Cisse Belle Woman picking themselves get facility na the hospital and safe then get access to the medical drugs them. But from that end to now, plenty challenge done the day in terms of the access to the free healthcare and so many other things them. For start with, just begin for tell somebody they listen to you how the Free Healthcare Initiative where the president be launched they go on now.
The Free Healthcare Initiative, since the president launched her in 2010, now before cater for the Belle Woman there, the under five picking there, and women with the breastfeed. Up to now, they continue to provide basic services for meet this initiative. These services, they include the supplies of drugs and consumables where they're going to use. It also includes the basic services there where they can get in our hospitals in terms of medical care and laboratory services. So up to now, it don't go on well. Slowly, there are challenges, but we come over the hurdles them as a team effort.
We see because of the challenges them we done the day in terms of the Free Healthcare Initiative, we don't hear different complaint them from people that are beneficiary them, like the Kumra them, Belle Woman them, under five picking them. Don't they raise so many complaints about the initiative? See, most them when they go to the hospital, they don't they get access to the free healthcare drugs them. When you come back to the ministry and ask the people that they in charge, then say they complain of constraint of the drugs.
Yes, we go able to relate to Dandy because, as I say, some of them challenges there where they happen at the supply chain span from different angles within the supply chain. So sometimes then we can get issues with drugs coming in on time for rich them people there when they come in on time because Sierra Leone the terrain diverse. For doing nationwide distribution, also getting on challenges for rich people there at the farthest regions now. Down to the PHUs them, the road structure can cause problems for the drugs they are for reach on time.
But most people say the medicine them itself not be there, not can day.
There are times where the medicine not can day because they not can reach to the people the time where they need. So during that period, they with medicine not day to where medicine day, then they can go last stock out period where people they can complain of.
So what's going to be the issue of the ministry, they keep the medicine in a medical store, then they refuse for go and supply the medicine them to the hospital them we're supposed to get the free healthcare drugs them.
Well, the ministry you know they keep the medicine and refuse for supply, but because, as I say again, delay day for me the medicine come in country, delay day for me the medicine we pick and pack then reach facility level, then they can cause them, so we can fall behind some timelines because of certain issues then like funding, certain issues then like for move from here to the farthest region, then can cause them to the day.
So now let me look at the way the concern them we don't come out from people where they go to the hospital them for access to free healthcare. Most Comra or most Beloma, they don't get serious complaints. When they go to the different hospital them, they don't get able to get access to the free healthcare drugs them. Rather than nurse them, they sell give them the medicine them. Not a news to una na the Ministry of Health and Sanitation. Mm-hmm. How far una don't go for ensure say then till they are stopped, let the right beneficiaries them get the free healthcare medicine them.
Well, the issues in there are individualized issues with facilities. So, for example, if you go to a particular hospital and complain for, say, nurses and they sell drugs, that the management team, another hospital, they bring up issues, then they bring up solutions for solving problems. Then the ministry as a whole now will come up from central and go down to facility level for correct their issues. Then they, but the management will take them seriously, try for talk to the staff, try for bring them punitive measures there. Where if then catch anybody to do that day, it will be answerable to the law.
From 2010 to the law bring you in, my majesty. From 2010 to now, the free healthcare initiative, the president's bid on launch, although if they get challenges then, but it is still ongoing. Now we see the president's recovery priority plans, the team just come, then they do their work there, but then focus on the free healthcare initiative. Why?
Well, family, good morning again. Well, as you can see, His Excellency the President feel the need for include free healthcare and this initiative because important to right, very close to his heart, and himself want to make medicine in the rich Bele woman there and small pikine. So now he make apart from all the other initiative there, he feels say for puts free healthcare back pandis, make he get the necessary attention so that then go improve the whole system.
So under the president's recovery priorities, una don't they focus on the free healthcare initiative? Una self can help the one that will be done they in charge of the initiative for ensure say the right beneficiaries them get access to the drugs them. From the time way the team focus on the free healthcare initiative to now, what think go be your assessment in terms of results?
Well, now two main areas then we look at. When they look at the reform of the new of the National Pharmaceutical Procurement Unit, we now been there before for the take care of, we've been there in charge of the drug supply under the Ministry of Health. March of 2016, the president been stopped them for work. So under this new initiative, he wants to make a new structure come. We go get all the necessary systems there in place for ensure so we get a strong supply chain.
The way the chain supply owner they talk about, and one who don't get plenty challenge, just like what have they ask Madam Jatu Abdullahi, where also say the president himself, this later part, been do some investigation, underground investigation, where so many things then be get for come out, we get for do with drugs issue at the Ministry of Health. So now the president's recovery priority team, since we wanna begin for look inside the free healthcare initiative, what thing go be on an assessment in terms of the right people and benefiting from the drugs?
Well, wait till we don't notice the people away forget the drugs and then they benefit from them.
But challenge them.
They challenge them. They and in any circumstances they challenge them. So we don't work now for help for make them challenge their lesson. So we they try for see how we work closely with the people and at the Ministry of Health, the Directorate of Drugs and Medical Supply for see how we go help them. Outside and they meet bottleneck. How we go help them for make sure say that bottleneck they free so that they go able for meet waiting them for meet. We get access to the donors them so that if they get challenged for funding, we go able for go talk to them say well now this they happen, you know. So we just stay for facilitate for make sure say any small challenge that they get, we able for help them for richer. But the big picture we look at now forget a strong supply chain system. We look other country then for see how they don't do them. Then we see how we put and they for make salon in self feel better.
All right, but we will look at the monitoring. Now, one way, even before the president, this priority come, plan come, now big challenge, because if you go do story now on the free healthcare, you hear people complain when you come, the ministry not get happy, because they, for all they know, they did care medicine, go medicine supposed for day. So in this plan, how on are the monitor for make sure, say, when medicine go, indeed, it is not the hospital for the people we supposed to get and they get her.
Well, one thing, like what do they do so on a radio? Right now, they don't start distribution. We want to let all the public know, say,
distribution they start. So each person, all man, all Sierra Leonean had a responsibility for make sure say they don't get drugs go na you. Small health facility. You say for the watcher. If you see Nanette Motoka come for can collect drug, you for make report. All man for be watchman for the drug. I think to say people know they not from the central, they watch one small PHU up in a Kabbalah. So I think to say wait till they do na wait till the team they do na radio, they make people they aware. Another way they then wait for monitor and make sure say the drugs they reach the right people. Because if the people and the chief them no say drugs don't come, then say go they watch then go if then go tell and say drugs not coming. So no, yesterday I see where that drug can offload boku box. So now that way they by just the communication, make people they know say drugs, then they deny go help.
All right. Maya Masise, key results facilitator under the president's recovery priority. And earlier, I also be listening to Jatu Abdullahi, pharmacist, directorate of drugs and medical supplies. And now we go over to Dr. Kwame O'Neill, in the district's medical officer, Western Rural and programs manager for comprehensive program Ebola survivors. Like I said earlier on this program, now the president's recovery priority, they support on this Friday for let people they know waiting, they don't do. And today we focus on the free healthcare and the Ebola survivors. Earlier on, Doc, you may talk about supply chain when a serious challenge when it comes to Ebola's them get access to the medicine and the care when they're supposed to go to the hospital. We will just continue.
Ebola don't go.
We realize a few weeks ago, survivors are on air. See,
they not get access to free healthcare drugs. And one thing we make you always appreciate positive criticism. It means I could do more. Meaning the ministry is supposed to do more. So not that we need to do anything, but maybe because we fall on one or two areas, you say nothing not happened, but that's not the exact correct story, because we don't do a lot for survivors. Maybe not enough. A month ago, we go for the three different countries then, and for survivor care: Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia. And the survivors, the way we realize that Sierra Leone really they are ahead in terms of survivor care, of which we don't do for survivors. With the supply chain, Jatu Abdullah here, meaning part of the quantification exercise what we do as a ministry for procure more drugs for survivors coming in. But this I want to pose to mis fellow Sierra Leoneans then. If drug day na the store or the pharmacy, we na for survivors. A pregnant woman need them. Woman way day in labor need them, it almost they die. You think so we forgive that drug day to that pregnant woman over left her? I want the country, una answer that question for me. So because of that, we get depletion of stock. Because even though we quantify for survivors, we can't say a picking one-year-old baby, they suffer, in need ceftriaxone, it only day for survivors, we not get.
So in other words, the type of say medicine them way day for survivors, if when I get emergency complication case, when I can take their medicine and they get to that case day.
I want the country answer. What do you?
No, you're not the doctor now here. The country, you know, get access now for go on air and answer to you. But you did before. You did on a national radio. Now you can answer to the question.
Definitely, as a doctor, I'm in duty now for save life. And if that drug they did for survivors and somebody else, they need we need a winner under the free. They all a part of the free healthcare initiative. Definitely, we will get for dispense that drug there.
Una can use them, but again, how fast una they work towards replacing that drug they una don't use for save their life?
So, because of this, we get two different systems. We get the push system and the pull system. So, for Shalom, we move towards the pull system. That means you give drug based on your consumption rate. But again, because we get these problems, the Ministry of Health, that means the ministers then, and the CMO, to say Dr. O'Neill and Dr. Sian Kamara, when are the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, fix this problem. So how we go about for solving? What do we do was we do a countrywide survey, look at private pharmacies them, and sign MOUs with them, implementing partners the way they work with we on survival care, sign MOUs with private pharmacies. So if any survivor go near the facility, great drug not didi, the referral coordinator, now the district hospital or the survivor advocate supervisor, they sign for that prescription day, and the survivor will go access that drug dealer a private pharmacy.
Okay.
So that are the interim measure we don't put in place so far for ensure say the survivors didn't get them drugs.
All right, but so, Doc, you go agree say the survivors them not be getting drugs them.
Well, no, that's not exactly correct because in certain areas, yes, in western area urban, because we do a supervision for 4 weeks, we go to the entire country. If we're similar Kumala, we rain season, we motoka almost go inside and I go for just talk almost then go for push just follow and ensure so we reach survivors even at the hardest reach areas. So in certain areas, yes, in western area urban specifically, there was a challenge with survivors accessing drugs, but we don't solve that now. But we don't solve that now.
So the survivors they listen. So if they listen, Doctor O'Neill said, "Una drugs they don't day when una go able access them." When they come back to una, the program na Good Morning Salon, and they come to you from 98.1 FM, 8:15. Now the time from studio clock. Now, relax and enjoy music.
Sunshine after the rain, yeah. We've been in yours tonight, but joy comes in the morning. Ebola don't go, let we make Salon grow. But president, getting recovery priorities. We're gonna make Mama Salon grow. Nine step the ride is boat. We're ready for care we go. For meet up the agenda for prosperity. Plan for F survivors, make sure say it not be again. Plan for sober for clan in business, agriculture, we go give Boku people work. What's that in light for the city and beyond? Good governance, we go push along before.
Right, we hope say Unado enjoy that music day and listen to the words of him. Ebola don't go, let we all make Salon go. We continue with the program and now we go to the Salon People's Party, Usai Really Democracy be here our report. Usai retired Brigadier Julius Madabio inside to be called on in company flag by aspirant stem na the party for Sidom and Talk Peace. Where some pandemic member there so na they are all aspirant alliance feel say this peace way it call for not genuine. But retired Julius Madabio inside this interview with Ahmed to say start for talk, but wait to make he decide for call for peace.
Well, as a senior member of this party, my intention for call for peace within the party now for make sure say one we not lose the opportunity, a very good opportunity where the party get for win the next presidential and parliamentary elections. To as you say, we don't give opportunity for everybody come out and express their opinion, but we don't go too far and we don't left with basically 1 year for the election and then problems there are all not seem for be solved. We don't go to the highest court of the land, then don't send we back, and now we did again a court and this day give an impression like say we're not serious and it's not good for we image as a party. So now that make me think say it's necessary for make we put the court aside and sit down and talk heart to heart if we are true SLPP and we elect this country and we people them and we party.
One common concern among the one in the alliance who don't talk to, members in the alliance who don't talk to, are the fact that they ask why now, because they say you be the one said, una only go get peace after the election of flag bearer. Before you respond to their concern, what do you mean by that statement?
I not be ever say past we get a flag bearer election before we will get peace. I say based on my experience inside the SRPP, genuine peace will they only achieve them when the flag bearer can don't elect. And we get a flag bearer, we get a process, just like around the world, we're not a democratic process. Our woman will all subject herself to that process, and after that, we go able to don't talk. But we don't come up to this point. Now, the flag bearer election, self, now some people, the afraid or no one for make it take place. So now that make us say, okay, we don't go to court, the court don't send we back, we sit in a court and the injunctions with them they ask for, again, they not grant them, but we're still in a court. And we get a country for take care of. We get a party for take care of. We get people then. We need, we own our leadership at this point in time. So now that make, I'm a human being, not to everything where they talk for say, it's so sacrosanct that, and I'm not going to change them. And this is not politics. Now that make us say, if they're not true SRPP and then really they stand for the people of this country and for with the membership of the party, I say, make we sit down. What we sit down, we not get anything yet where we don't identify with the discourse rather than peace.
And O'Kiley, who we interview and believe saying, you they call for peace now because you feel, say, you don't gain an advantage position to the flag bearer position at the party.
It's unfortunate because even when we, me and Andrew, then been contest the last time, we were pulled apart. We may pull over 238. It gets a meager, I think, 50 or an officer even reach 60. So we all are always there ahead of them. And as a responsible member of this party, I mean, they expect, say, then we embrace the peace overture. May we talk, waiting they want, make we know, and see if we're able to incorporate and into scheme of things, rather than for talk, say, because our fees say a day on top. In this particular
so
election,
a day on top, within an advantage position towards the flag bearers?
I've always been, because the party as it stands before this time, so me and Mr. Kylie, not ever they close in, as far as this race is concerned. Not to because at the fee say I hold a pole position in the present contest, make at the call for peace. Now, because the ordinary membership of this party, the ordinary people in this country need change, and then they call we every day. And if leadership is about the people, when me always distress on, then I get for listen to the call. Irrespective of anything we have done say before, I get for now make sure say waiting the people they want. When a peace now inside SLPP, I succumb to that. Now that make a the call for them. Not because I feel say are they in a pole position. I've always been in a pole position, and I not go shy away from saying that, because I get a very good relationship with the membership, the ordinary membership of this party.
Most of the people in the alliance, when I get issue or then get issue to you, you get issue them, either personal relationship or one way or the other, you they think about how for address the issue, then they win maybe one single solution no go fit the all your issues that wouldn't get with you.
Unfortunate for things so, because I not get any problem with any one of them one in there, except for Mr. Benjamin, we're in your occupation as of now. Now for any time we in open mouth, now radio, now for talk about Mother Bill. The present problem we'll get inside the SLPP, as you see, now the matters we then put before the court, the matter before the court, you know, if you concern Mother Bill, now an aggrieved party, a group of people, we say they not agree with the process we go on. Mother Bill no did it. And inside the party, we get the national executive as against the national chairman. And they talk to each and every member, except Mr. Benjamin, where the last time, where I even pulled my hand for shaking hand, he refused to shake my hand. Naina, the only person from Andrew Kylie to KKY to Timbo to Ali Kaba. all of them, we don't sit on a table, we don't talk. We meet, we crack jokes. They have the right to contest. Not to that Namiyon problem. As far as I'm concerned, they have a right to contest. And so, for me, contest not mean say I not get relationship.
But then fear now that the national executive will go for conduct the election or the, for be like the referee already don't pitch tent with you.
The last time, now Mr. Benjamin been there in charge of the national executive, and he was openly opposed to me. And he do everything for make sure, say, he kill me political ambition as a human being. But because of the strength, the relationship we get with this party, the people of this party.
So in terms of taking action for back this call, which you don't do or plan for do?
I get for write a letter to the PPRC and appeal to them for made immediate in this process. They say one of the allegations the way they make against me, now for say me then be done the call for peace, me no one they respond. That is patent nonsense and false.
Retired Brigadier Julius Madabio, the talk insider interview day to Ahmed Cisse. We continue with the program, Good Morning Salon. And now we go look at some text messages them. We don't come, now we Facebook page and also now we text line.
The first one way I go read this morning say, at a time like this in 2011, the 2012 election date was still unannounced. Why people are so stressed out about the election date? It will be published. It will come out from Mystic Nadwazak.
Radio D, it's timely for Ministry of Health and Sanitation to revisit the agreement on the free healthcare for pregnant women under 5 children and lactating mothers. The current free healthcare is below 35% and more needed to be done. If not, I'm afraid for health. The high death rates coming from Hansel's Bangura and Asumaila town.
This other one don't come to the program say our country is really blessed to have a responsible government like the APC, and the speech on the state opening of parliament was superb. God bless President Kuma. God bless Mama Salon. It comes from Amadou Spidona Lester.
This one say I'm Radio D. President Kuma is the best President Sierra Leone has ever produced. He has brought a number of developments in every corner in the country, including strongholds of the opposition. Thank you, President Kuma, for his good work.
This other one said the Kailaun Pendebu Road should not be seen as surprise. It's just a manifestation of President Kuma's commitment to the people of Sierra Leone.
More message, we say congratulations to our new DMO. You are welcome in the district. I hope you'll serve your people diligently. From Karim and Sumana, District Coordinator, Health for All Coalition, Western Rural Districts.
This other one again on the Kenema-Pendembu Road story. It says the completion of the Kenema-Pendembu Road is welcoming, which is a clear indication that there is development going on in the country.
On with Facebook, Ibrahim Sori Kuroma say Western Area Rural is a difficult place to roll out health interventions, considering that you have communities that fall geographically within the districts. And as well put local, like Tasso, how can you ensure that some of these hard-to-reach areas benefit from the essential health services? I come out from Ibrahim Sori, I say, contributing from New England.
This other one say, Honorable Ibrahim Kabo, kudos to you. That is why we sent you there to talk on behalf of the party. They come out from Steph Kaba.
These are the reasons why we like President Kuma. Listening to this young doctor on your radio just made my day. He is giving opportunity to the young. Congratulations to you, Doc. Job well done. To the other guests, you need to explain exactly why some free healthcare medicines got missing.
This other one says, Radio D, it is timely for the Ministry of Health and Sanitation to revisit the agreement on the free health care for the pregnant women under 5 children and lactating mothers. The current free health care is below 35% and more needed to be done. If I'm not, but I'm afraid the high death rate is increasing. They come out from Hansel's Bangura, Nasumaila Tong.
Doc, you look so young, you don't understand the issues in the Ministry of Health. I can tell you it's a whole chain work. There are medicines for the survivors, but people sell them. Please tell me how you can ensure that these medicines are for the survivors.
This other one says, congratulations to our new DMO. You are welcome in the district. I hope you will serve your people diligently.
More message inside the program. Unrealistic, the bottom line of the formation of the alliance was for the internal peace, which Mr. Bio refused to join. So which peace is he talking about? It comes out from H.E. Dominic Andrew Boyma on We Facebook page.
This other one again from We Facebook page. It says, Western area rural is a difficult place to roll out health intervention, considering that you have communities.
More message, we don't come inside the program. This was a congratulations to your panelists. They're really doing great things. These are the things we want to hear. Come to the radio, talk to the people, so all speculations will be over. Good job, guys, in the studios. More message, we don't come in the program this morning. This other one say, congratulations to you, Dr. O'Neill. Please do your job diligently. This other one say, there is no law to give thanks to president. The reason is politics is synonymous with sycophancy, made up of lies, bootlicking, demigod worshipping, and betrayals. Sycophancy is the major undoing in Sierra Leone politics. The shameless acts continue to slow down and rattled development and the growth of democracy. MPs are failing to measure general successes and reflection to their constituency. Attire with Salon. Few more message. We don't come inside the program. This one says, these members of parliament can go and talk to their constituencies. More message, we don't come inside the program this morning. This other message say, Dr. O'Neill, can you confirm to us that now Ebola survivors do not need to cry for medicine? This other message say, free healthcare. How do you monitor these free healthcare when the DMOs connive with medical officials to sell the drugs? Okay, well, now that's make we get with studio guests then this morning, so then we can clarify some of the issues there. So this now concerns of people. Doc, let's start with you.
Yes, I want to say thanks to people for the varying opinions the way they express. I mean, a good way people and get a way forum for express waiting and feel. And when somebody sees something negative, you for look into them and see how you go able to change yourself for ensure that you perform better. Looking at the free healthcare initiative, one thing I can always say, me not a politician, and I already praising politicians, but within a fact, at the talker. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, people pregnant women may die when they go for go deliver. Why? Because nobody will be able to afford, most of them will be able to afford for get cesarean section. We don't. This president come, he decided enough is enough. Let us come with something free. With everything new, he get problems. That's a fact of life. The free healthcare initiative, it's a process, not an event, meaning as years ago, it evolved. We did see how we will perfect it as a ministry. But the president in Kami, he said, yes, people when they die, and he attuned to him, people in plight, he said, look, enough is enough. Let us do this. So whether a good or a bad, but at least somebody do something about him. Again, the people in Awatalo, they cry for a district health management team. For years, nobody not listen. This president came and said, okay, look, I will give you a district health management team. It happened. When we go in Liberia, I'm telling you, survivors in Liberia and Guinea not get the facility that all survivors they also get. And that happened because the president...
Which facility will survivors then get?
One, the livelihood part of them and the health structure. SLIS. In fact, SLIS, they become an advocacy group because of the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Social Welfare. The Ministry of Health advocate for say, look, we need to come with a consultant and then come do an organizational audit and assessment of slaves, so then go will advocate for themselves better.
Well, are these same slaves be the race concerned?
Of course.
This BNTMC.
Exactly.
They're still not able to get access to waiting the president's been promised them, and until now, then they get complication medically.
Yes, because with everything we do for somebody, if we falter in one side, it will say you don't falter in all. But if slaves be honest with themselves, now we, in fact, I mean, at the point, write a proposal for letting come with their group, we can do an assessment for them, for help them, for strengthening the organization, for them to advocate on their behalf. Now we employ 152 survivors themselves to become survivor advocates or put them on payroll when they pay now. Now we advocate for letting get referral coordinators, and the Ministry of Social Welfare make ensure they get offices. Not other survival group not get office now, no other country, but they get offices now the various districts, and then get the national office.
So, but why always what did they show concern?
Of course, if you do all of this, the thing is, if you do something for person 100 times, you want to, you know, do something, you tell you they are not get. But that's not a bad thing. It means you for do more.
But Ogden facility, they are always outlined, say, day for Ebola survivors. Then it can be true, say, the facility, then day. But for letting get access to them can be challenge again.
The survivors, then the slaves organization, they're at the office right now. They're not Jewish. If you ask them, like you call them, ask them, or call Yusuf, then president, you ask them. Is there? When we go Guinea, the survivors, then go, what they go see how they come? They come, they not even get office. Then get office, then get the regional offices. So if you falter in one, the person say you don't do nothing for them, means go back to the drawing board and do more. But okay, that don't mean you do nothing for them. That's not correct. Because even now, we get a secretary, the only side we'll get secretary. In fact, I will tell you in honesty, waiting in the deputy minister of Liberia, say, health minister in Liberia, say, let us be careful because of the program we will put when they see how we treat women survivors. Say, let us be careful of creating a special class. The survivors, the way going at the meeting, can attest to that.
All right, so the assurance from the survivors, then they are drugs, and if they go, then we'll definitely access them.
Not all the time. Not all the time you get each and every drug where you require. But as I tell you, drug we're not in a facility now. We don't get an MOU with private pharmacies where you will access them. Okay. Look, it's not perfect.
And on our government, I ain't go pay these private pharmacies.
The government don't
and,
make the
and MOUs. When time reach for pay, government go pay because now the issues then they say, you know.
Well, this one, not only government they pay because we get implementing partners.
Okay.
We deal with we then serve the support, the program. Right. So even though, so all the outline, so it's not saying, just saying, you can call the survivors and ask them, so look, when I get secretariat, when I get regional
but
offices.
If you call them today again, then go still come up of with course, the same concerns, yes, then they get facility. Well, so
I just get a report from the survivors and do a tour. Who does support them for go do the tour? It's from the Ministry of Social Welfare. And I then support them for go do tour. Let them see all the different districts, how the thing go. And then get people say yes. Then call some certain facility where they not get drugs. Then call someone after in Adugu. And we look into that. Then call our Western Area Urban. We are looking into that. So even though everything not perfect, but there is a lot we don't do for them. And it go nice sometimes. Because they say, you know, you don't do this, but you not do enough.
Okay, that I can Dr. O'Neill, continue for do it we. Madam Jatu, you said there is a concern from the people we get for do it the access when they get to the free healthcare drugs them.
Yes. Again, I want to tell family all thank you for the comments. What they show to me is that people are aware, as Ghanaians, we are aware of what they go on, and people then they see the health services as their own, concern, and they bring kind of these issues then to we. So again, I want to borrow Dr. O'Neill in words them. The Free Healthcare Initiative is a process, and which means from year to year, we clean and polish some of the services that we would give. We take the problems the way people can get, we look at them and build new initiatives then for solve them. But then they go take time over
how
course
long?
Of the years.
Jatsu,
because I'm not going to put
if,
a time frame.
If the process don't start since 2010, this is 2017, until now, and I still go back, try for review the mistakes, try for put them together. By now, UNAFO don't do a lot in terms of learning.
And we have done a lot. We have done a lot in terms of improvement to access to drugs. Again, you might not have everything all the time, but they are there. We can be late for distribute, but eventually they get there. And I think Sedani had the purpose for more account here today, for tell people and say, for the entire 2017, we don't quantify for the needs of the country. The Director of Drugs and Medical Supply don't do a whole quantification process. We don't also shorten the timelines also when we get drugs in time. The donors are committed to supporting the purchase of them drugs there.
The donors then can be committed, but again, Yusuf go agree, say, everything go there, but the people the owner can put in charge of them particular drugs there, themselves can get issues.
What issues exactly?
Like, for make the beneficiaries then get access to the drugs, and that's still not the issue where people they complain. But you there, you say the drugs then they, yes, then they, and how then they reach to the different hospital them for make the people then get access to them. Now, one way don't be of great challenge.
I agree, then they don't be of great challenge. But again, recently, last week, I be the Kenema. And when I go Kenema, I make sure say I'm in the team where they visit the largest number of PHUs, when are the Nongowa chiefdom. I go there, I see well over 20 PHUs. And, you know, people in the cry stuck out. But what is stuck out compared to 14 districts where they supply? If you're going to one district, you still stuck out. You're not representative of all of the other districts. And I for say, when I go under, I get for praise the in charges of the PHUs because they're doing extremely well in difficult circumstances. They had drugs. People, and they come, then they can't take medication. Yes, it's not all perfect because I interview them. They say, yes, some of the drugs, then they, but they can don't quick. Of the drugs, them.
I don't know if I don't but the other concern, we be done the common, say, if even comrade them or under five picking them, we suppose for get access to the free healthcare drugs them. Sometimes when they can go na the different PHU them, then get for broke the medicine them for them, for getting.
But again, you get for look at that objectively. You get for know why then go broke medicine, for example. If picking come based on the age and the weight, you know go get and the full strength of the medicine.
No, that is different. Most times we like they can tell the patients that we can go say we not get enough free healthcare drugs then.
They manage.
Pass you this.
No, they
write description say go back and buy this.
There are two things you don't bring up. If they broke medicine, you need for ask why.
Not because it's not enough.
Not necessarily. It can also be say the picking in strength. Where in need far less than that whole tablet there, so they need for break them. That's one. If they not get drugs, but they need, then no say the patients need the drug, then we'll definitely send them out with prescription. Again, the free healthcare they cater for the basic services. It cover essential drugs, not everything.
Okay. All right. We'll continue for the with we in Jatsu Abdullah, pharmacist, directorate of drugs. And medical supplies. We come over to Mayama Sisi in a key results area facilitator under this president's recovery priority. Now, Mrs. Sisi, let me look at development partners' supports and support to the initiative and when it goes on. So, how development partners and support government of Salon in their areas they have so because go come, medicine, all day, medicine, not enough, they decide the medicine. Development partners and Kiyeri, all the story there. So, how una they work now with development partners there for make sure they continue for give support to the process?
Well, under the president's recovery priorities, we get good relationship with development partners then. We always they engage there, we get meeting with them. In terms of this drug supply, DFID don't commit for supply for buy drugs till the end of 2017. It where they say they don't commit. They don't write and don't, then they give you the money. Right now, they don't buy drugs for 6 months from now till June. That drugs, they some they don't come, some then they narrow they come. So the problem of the supply chain, at least, it go better because now, for a long time, we not can get this kind of full commitment for 1 year. But this time, because of this priority, and they no say, after Ebola, plenty of people are not be the go hospital. So they want to make sure, say, now people can get confidence. So then put their money down. And then say, okay, this time we they put money down for 1 year, and drugs go there. So if people and they listen, let them know, say, drugs go there, and then we will forget her. And I don't know if we mentioned, say, distribution already starts. It starts this week, and it will go to all the PHUs there across the country.
Mama, if me na patients, and they listen to you now, I'm going to any PHU, doctor or nurse tell me, say, free healthcare medicine or the yala right prescription for you, you're for going to pharmacy and buy them. What do you do? What do you to you? You don't assure the public, say, free healthcare medicine and they don't begin the distribution this week. And I happen for going to any PHU, doctor or nurse tell me, say, medicine or the
Well, if doctor or nurse tell you say medicine all day, and see, I say it begin this week. In December, waiting the Ministry of Health to do, they make sure say where drugs don't they done at the system. Then put they make sure say all the hospital and at the district get drugs. Then they make sure say all the BMOC centers there, then send drugs to them all so that elekusa you then at the country, you're able to access that basic. Now I make Jatu stress and it's the basic. So if sometime where you come, the sick where you come for, if I sweat in the mercy with them, get them go give you prescription. But if not, something within the basic list, you for find out if the truck be not reach day. If the truck not reach day, then you go understand say drug no go day. They no can give you drug way no day. They not able to do that for you.
All right, so now continue for the between the program today. We they look at free healthcare initiative and save the Ebola survivors their access to the free healthcare initiative. We get Dr. Kwame Unil at the studio, Jatu Abdullahi, pharmacist, Directorate of Drugs and Medical Supplies at the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, and Chef Maya Masisi in Chef there this morning, a facilitator on governance, na the President's recovery priorities. Well, now let we listen to Daddy Wakabot. We come back and continue with the program.
Thank God this Friday. I remember young change away with me, Lily. Oh, yeah, we didn't say Friday. I remember then change and day where I'm in the go school with H. H. You remember then this then day? You remember? I say, where I can remember then this then day? That's where we mean they go school. Well, you can come with your lunch. That's why I can pull the lunch that you want. You begin telling me I can go put you to tayo. I remember then in my eat. At the school days are the best. Oh, yeah. At them, they been telling me, say, That baba, what you mean the pool lunch na yan? Nah, I said, where this baba they come with the lunch? That and then me, Frank, and you know that resident minister not. I they tell you my in, where you see a next car with the lunch in a school? I then tell that you walk about the car, I did the food. If you see what a dog gun I... I just remember them Friday them. Oh yeah, them Friday the way we can play. Oh yeah, can't see we where we mean they play ball. Oh yeah. Anyway, until you know, see, I begin with tell and thank you. We need for tell thank you. Radio Democracy. Even you know how we they grow. All man can get waiting you they talk. You go get waiting, you they say. You they get waiting, you they say, when you to do. But we still consistent and team up from where you at if you see institution. We be let's say then get one word. We be let's say then team up as brothers and sisters. Come now, yeah. I tell you. So we team up strong. We now one. We now one people, one flesh. Oh, yeah. I hope you will not go no down the unity, the strength, now, yeah, so. But all within the go, I tell you, we team up strong and firm. Nothing no go shake we. Like I say, 2017 begin fine for we. But look like there's a loan commercial bank just they can't then donate buy. I said, what? I can't then donate buy. I said, what? You know? Then Baptist come, he get buy. I said, what? And then Bovi Bello come, he make whoa. I said, what? Joritana. Now, wait till they call me so. Because they talk this money, I go talk, say, you be the eat itchy lunch. In no no say, go vex. But so get an anoto, then they are eating, I go vex because I eat lunch. I say, you not see them donation, then you not see them computer, then bike, then this, that way, Radio Democracy get to this 2017 starting. It's him. It's not to call me, say, Yatmaya. He wanted thank you to Commercial Bank. He wanted thank you to Nasit. He wanted thank you to Batiste. He wanted thank you to Buffy Bello. And all the one the way be to say the key una. He's also called me Gladdy. Mr. Gladdy. Well, before I go, I hear he say the Constitutional Review Committee for don't present the constitution, draft constitution to the president today. Oh yeah, they don't book appointment, they don't give them the date. Just for letting them call it yesterday net. They do not print the document, then document get problem. Then printer get problem. I mean, you know, for don't print first, you know, make sure the whole thing they in order. Before we call for go CJ, we know they go under over. Now, we know not go again. Anyway, last it's a Monday, because I go vexo. When we go don't call say with the car with the constitution, then we know say the printer get problem. We know not for don't print first before we care and go. I now go call for this and upon this. Me and the Honorable Daddy Waka, but...
We continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. We come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Again, we go now we text line and take some few comments them where people launch them na the program. This one say 98.1, the initiative of the president's recovery priority is a good thing, but one big challenge is there is no free toll line to call and report some of the matters.
Right, this other message we go look at inside the program say this President Recovery Plan is very good. I would have loved them to call it Sierra Leone Recovery Plan, but nonetheless, the initiative is brilliant. The guests have been following all your issues. The guests have been fantastic.
This other one say, honestly, most of the medical workers lack commitment, especially the free healthcare workers. That's why the process is faced with so many challenges.
This one says, Dr. Oni, please tell me what happens to the survivors when the funding ends. Is this sustainable?
This other one on the SLPP story where we air is say, Hi Radio D, the only way for SLPP to come in power after the 2018 election is Mada Bio. I hope the alliance will answer to the call of this man for the interest of the total peace in the party. It comes from Senesi Konena Locust.
This further message to Madam Jatsu. Please tell me what mechanisms have you put in place to monitor these drugs? Because if you talk here till the kingdom come, if you don't monitor the drugs, it will still be the same old story.
This other one again on the same SLPP story say SLPP can continue to be a good opposition for the betterment of Mama Salon whilst the APC continue to rule Salon. It comes from Carlos Nalomli.
Interesting for Yeri, Dr. O'Neill. Congratulations to you. Indeed, you are young. Now that make you see them you talk through na the radio for say the drugs, they're not enough. It say a Yeri Saloman talk to past day. All the time, then go say the drugs day.
This other one say, good morning, 98.1. Please ask the DMO what is going on about the trained Ministry of Health emergency ambulance drivers. Since we completed the training in December, they did not give us our allowances as stated in application during vacancy advert. It come out from a concerned citizen.
This other message say, Mayamasi say, key results area facilitator. Can you tell us some of your achievements?
This other one say, we are asking NEC and the government of Sierra Leone to give a specific date for the election because we are hearing that the election is in 2020.
All right, like I say, today we look at President's recovery priority. Also, we look at the free healthcare and the Ebola survivor. Them inside the studios, we get Jatu Abdullahi. We come with Mayama Sise and Dr. Kwame O'Neill. Let me start with you, Mayama. Somebody sent question they ask. on the tow line where the person talk about and also you achievements.
Yes, on the tow line, yes, indeed, under the same governance structure, under the president delivery priorities, we launched the Pay No Bribe campaign with the ACC, and Dande na 515. So if you go to any facility, you see, say, corruption, the app in day, now you write for call, the free tow line 515, and I know say they be done kind of the same platform and explain Dande to the public. In terms of achievement under the governance sector, we don't try, we don't do plenty. Under governance, we get different areas that we look at. We look at improvement at the ports, we look at ACC, and we look at the drug supply and the payroll in, for clean the payroll in health and education. In the payroll in health, then they we don't do for clean them. Or go through the whole payroll for all the health workers. Then they don't do doing the 6 to 9 months. They don't clean, they don't remove the people that will not be the part of the payroll. And then they try for put system now in place. So then one big achievement we don't be. For education, they launch and this week. On Monday, now they start the payroll pilot exercise. And then they do in our Western Area Rural and Kenema District. So Dande back in a big achievement for make we don't go through all the hurdles there for make we able for start that process there. For the ports, then self that area they self we don't try small. We don't build road where they make people able for access the ports easily. Then they also try for get a system where then go they call in if people then get complaint. Then they also work on other areas them where the ports people then go kaya and can talk about. In terms of ACC, the launch of the Pay No Bribe campaign, that be one big achievement under the governance sector. Okay. So, na then achievements then they would all make under governance.
All right, Mama Sise, continue for the week with the studios. Jatu?
Yes, somebody asked about how we they monitor the drugs there. So, we get different ways them. Firstly, whenever they distribute the drugs them, the one they receive them, we get what we can call way bills. Then they sign them way bills there. And when we receive them, we verify them. We don't say they don't actually reach outside for reach.
And the way books enough.
We build that monitoring system enough.
They enough for monitor this the system.
No, that are just one. Okay. The very first one. Secondly, we get what we call assurance checks. So at the moment, the UK aid defeat the sponsor an agency called ACOM where they go do the distribution. Then we get another one they call John Snow International where they do assurance checks. So if ACOM go for go distribute drugs, John Snow they go now for go watch. If they don't distribute, if they distribute enough, if any discrepancies then they and then can report standard to we. Thirdly, and the most important one, we can do what we call routine monitoring and supervision. So we can go out after any distribution. Not only that, we can go out even quarterly for go find out what they go on with the drugs them. District and hospital level.
All right. Thank you very much, Jatu. Abdullahi, let me come to Dr. O'Neill.
Yes, thank you. One, when the messenger will come in, they ask how we go will sustain survival care. Me not just the face of survival care. We get the body we call the program implementation unit. We get different people. We get the ops and planning coordinator, Wina Yusuf Kamara. We get the program manager for social welfare, and Joseph Dennis Koruma. We get the SLAES desk officer, Kalon. We get also we admin assistant. We get different positions inside the program implementation unit. And also because we see the need, say these things also go beyond just the donor funding, as a responsible ministry, and come with a policy advisor, meaning we want for level craft a policy. We will take to Parliament. It becomes an act of Parliament, so the survivors will be taken care of under the GOS. And that means the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development could a budget for survival care in a salon.
So, what if they ask an important question? Where did they talk about the trained ambulance driver, the way the ministry?
Yes. On the train, this is about emergency medicine, as I tell you, because of what's going to happen, people and they die before they reach the hospitals and make them camp with this. That then we equipped the various ambulances, and then we convey patients then from the houses to the hospital, and ensure say during the transit point, and get people with paramedics, we go take care of them. So this process still ongoing.
And they talk about the allowance that we did in the application.
Yes, The allowances, of course, as a ministry, you can still look at the payroll. So then you have to vet each and every person. Look, Ministry of Health and Sanitation are the only ministry where, as I say, the president really take health business serious. Let me give you an example. The term when me become a doctor, they may pay me 300,000 leons. And they receive that money, they pass after 3 or 6 months. After they receive that money, they. When the president said this is enough, it make him 2010. His salary they increase him by 1,000%. Although me go tell the panel, say, no, still not enough. Because they begin paying me 300, imagine increase that to 2.4 million. I did it 2 days and then they sleep. And they glad him. That are the kind of president we will deal with. And also, the Ministry of Health are the only ministry so far that each and every month, by the time they say 27th or 28th, with salaries and then in our account. So when they vet them, why are so? Definitely they will receive
so them. So they don't increase them back?
No, no, that's what they talk to the person. You need for do more. I mean, need for increase them. But the fact is, they do them on time.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Kwame O'Neill, in our Western Area District Medical Officer and focal point for Survivors Program Manager at the Ministry of Health and Sanitation. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And also, Jatu Abdullahi, in our Pharmacist, Directorate of Drugs and Medical Supplies, Ministry of Health and Sanitation. And Maya Masise, in na facilitate on governance under the President's Recovery Priority Plans. Thank you very much. We una come na the program this morning. We can talk about a whole lot of issues then we get for with the Free Healthcare Initiative.
Right, I join Wakabot again for tell thank you to all who partners them, all the one them we don't continue for support with throughout the year, and the latest of which yesterday was Sierra Leoneans they support with Buffy Bello and Batiste. Thank you very much to now one for tell thank you to IDT Labs for with the constancy they try for make with the online, and also AFCOM for supply with the internet services. Osiwa and Afrisel, we can't thank una enough. One for tell una all thank you to the production team. Alex Lawrence Koma, we produce the program, and Ahmed Sise, Suleiman Storm Koma, and Mabel Kaba. DJ Lava and Angie Technical Support, and we engineer also na Moses Kevua. Thank you very much, Princess Pierce, for the text messages. Until then, me na Asma James, they wish you a blessed weekend.
And don't forget for listening to we national news at 7. 9 o'clock will be time for we other foreign affairs program. But today, we get the voice of democracy icon. Listen to Ram, na another talent search way Radio Democracy they do for bring out talents them in singing. Listen to that program, the very interesting one. Well, so till we meet back on Monday, have a nice weekend.